Chapter 1. Great Northeastern Fortress, former Loring Air Force Base, Limestone, Maine, late October 2098. The Operations Command Center easily spanned 75 feet in width, and every inch of that, floor to ceiling, was occupied by the main view screen, displaying Earth's northern hemisphere. From the lower right, a glowing white line swept in a perfect arc up and into the black of space, pausing at the last recorded position before the communications blackout. Technicians remained focused on their monitors, tracking HOP 206 through the so far routine mission. Meanwhile, the others who comprised the quiet machinery of Hop Ops remained in motion, moving about the command center, carrying files and clipboards, whispering and watching the mission progress up on the main screen. Colonel Marcus Clayton sat in the command chair, center rear, overseeing the bustling command center. Signing an order presented to him, he handed the clipboard back, then turned his attention back to the mission.
Mr. Waldron, report. Are they in reentry?
Everything was fine when Waldron checked his readings and said,
Sir, outgoing telemetry showed them on time and on track, with reentry in 1 minute. Mark.
Still relaxed, his eyes remained on his screen, waiting for the end of the minute to report HOP 206 in reentry. When an object appeared on the screen only a few seconds later, he tensed, typing furiously and checking his readings.
Mixed telemetry coming through, sir. It's them, but they're too early. Their approach is too steep.
His calm voice belied the increasing tension in the room when he reported,
We're losing telemetry, sir. The window's closing.
Clayton watched the big screen in alarm as the smooth, perfect arc made an abrupt turn from orbit and swept earthward in a straight line toward North America.
He barked, All op stations condition red. Record everything. Keep trying, Jeff. If we lose them, we'll need all we can get.
Waldron said,
I'm on it, sir. People, you heard the colonel.
Ear-splitting klaxon alarm sounded, reinforcing his words. Running and shouting, people bounced off each other, sprinting for their stations in the mad dash to initiate emergency protocols. Clayton yelled,
Damn it, shut that noise off!
Raising his voice to be heard over the cacophony of noise and alarms,
Waldron yelled,
Sir, no luck reestablishing a full stream. We're getting no new telemetry. I'm losing them.
He searched anxiously for any further readings.
HOP 206, people. I've got nothing. Listen up. I want all recorded telemetry forwarded to my station now.
When nothing new appeared, he looked up, visually polling the technicians, station to station, hoping for something. Anything. But he already knew. There was no new telemetry to forward. With each shake of their heads, his heart fell. The klaxons ceased. Where just seconds before, chaos had consumed every aspect of the command center, now, even the familiar quiet banter and buzz of background activity were gone. The all-consuming silence that replaced it was far more unnerving than any klaxon. Clayton expected a report, and Jeff Waldron would have given anything to avoid being the one who broke the silence, but that was not to be, and waiting was not a luxury he had.
I'm sorry, sir. They're gone.
Where? When? Can you track them at all?
No, sir. There's no new telemetry to track their descent. Using the last known trajectory data, we can project, but we can't know exactly where they're coming down. I can say they're headed for the southwestern U.S.
Date?
Also uncertain, sir. Formulating the variants and the... Okay, my best guess, if I had to guess...
I need that guess, Jeff.
Yes, sir. My estimate is right around July 1st, 1947.
1st of July in 1947? Are you sure? Margin for error?
Let's see. 0.5%, sir. Maybe 0.3.
Clayton said,
I'll take those odds coming from you. Give me a number based on 0.3, another one of your guesses. In days, that would be...
Roughly 5 to 7 days on either side of that, sir.
Jesus, this can't be a coincidence.
Sir?
Though clearly rattled, Clayton pressed on.
Roswell, New Mexico. Does that fall within your impact projection grid?
Roswell, New Mexico. Yes, it does, sir. Right smack in the center of it. The unchanged trajectory from our last point of contact places Roswell less than 100 miles south of the impact point, at the dead center of the search grid. But, sir, I don't want to give you false hopes. More than likely they
won't survive, the colonel interjected.
That's correct, sir. The craft will disintegrate upon impact at those speeds, even if they somehow survive the descent. The odds of anything living through such a crash would be virtually nil.
Clayton responded, No, I'm saying it outright. They won't survive. It was us.
I'm sorry, sir. What was us?
What do you think was us? The colonel snapped. Keep up, Mr. Waldron. Why are we here? Time, history, mistakes. Roswell, New Mexico. An unidentified craft crashed there. The wreckage spread over 3 miles of countryside. Area 51. UFOs. You wouldn't be at that monitor if you didn't know your history. Waldron said,
Yes, sir. We're all well-versed in the details surrounding the Roswell crash. Wait. You're saying...
The color drained from his face.
You're saying that we crashed in Roswell? That was Hop 206 they found?
The implication slammed into him like a train, leaving him breathless.
That means...
He trailed off, his mind racing, unaware that he hadn't finished a sentence. That means that we caused a nuclear war, Mr. Waldron. We may not have pushed the button, but Hop 206 crashed near Roswell in early July of 1947. And we all know that whatever crashed near Roswell on that date set off a chain of events that ultimately resulted in the deaths of 5 billion people. In a room packed with dozens of stunned hop-op technicians, the only sound to be heard were the gentle hums and clicks of computer fans and hard drives. Clayton broke the silence. I want an emergency meeting of all key personnel, Mr. Waldron. All personnel with a clearance of 4 or above will be in the conference room in 1 hour. Mandatory attendance, no excuses, no exceptions. We have a genuine crisis on our hands.